This is a HeadGum Original.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
You basically have to switch.
You had to choose a British person, Marika.
I'm sorry. I'm literally looking at a list of British people that I have on my phone. Yeah.
And then, Amir, don't just chime in with like, you got to get dust removal. You have to get all this stuff. Nobody cares about what you do with your yard. Your yard is a piece of shit. I've seen it in person. It's flat. It's short. There's no real grass. Your front door is neon.
I feel like Aaron Taylor Johnson could be an interesting one. All right. He's in Tenet. He's in Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
He was Quicksilver in the MCU.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're recording. Immediately.
Jaundiced ears, hear this show, often blear, you can trow, brand new stew, it's called G, eat blue chew, for your pee, I can tell that we are gonna be fiends, yes I can tell that we are gonna be fiends.
Welcome to Jeffrey O'Brien Needs a Fiend.
Oh, like Conan.
Like who?
Nothing.
You guys have heard the show? Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend?
Yeah.
I've never listened.
Okay. Heard of it.
Well, this is Jeffrey O'Brien Needs a Fiend. St. Patrick's Day was 48 hours ago. So I was thinking about Irishman. I was thinking about Cillian Murphy as the potential new Bond. And I thought, why not be Jeffrey O'Brien this week? Feel free to call me Jeffrey O'Brien.
Got it.
Got it, or
you
copy that, Mr. O'Brien.
You said Jeffrey O'Brien a lot.
It's already coming to fruition, which this episode is, I get a lot of flack from you guys. I don't often appreciate it. Sometimes it makes for good content. Sometimes it makes for a lot of awkward silences. is something funny, Will?
Jeffrey O'Brien. Right? Does it fit? Does it work?
If the shoe fits, we're going to try it out this episode, and I'm going to see, because a lot of people like to jump down my throat on this fucking show, right? Let's make it official. Let's see if you guys can become official fiends of me.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
On Conan's show, they're like, I'm blank, and I feel blank about being Conan O'Brien's friend. So, Amir, why don't you start us out? I'm Amir Blumenfeld, and I feel about being Jeffrey O'Brien's fiend.
So much to remember.
Did you get a haircut?
No.
Your hair looks short and visual.
Do you need me to kind of intro you again, or do you not understand the assignment? My name is Amir Blumenfeld, and I feel blank.
Yeah, my name is Amir Blumenfeld, and I feel fine about being Jeffrey O'Brien's fiend.
Really?
You don't
you feel fine?
Yeah, like I'm okay with it. Ray
what about Fiennes?
Yeah.
I was going to say Ray Fiennes, yeah.
You also don't strike me as an Irish person.
Why? Is it because of the dark hair and skin?
Yep.
Really? We really got to the bottom of it fast.
Yeah, you nailed it in one.
There's dark-haired Englishmen.
But not dark-skinned Englishmen.
An Englishman or Irishman.
We got him. We absolutely got him, Marika. We also didn't talk about the lyrics of the intro song. I kind of spent a lot of time on that.
Jaundice-skinned, yeah. Take a pee.
When was the last time there was a Blue Chew ad?
Yeah, that's a question.
Will, you're up next. My name's Will Conover, and I feel blank about being Jeffrey O'Brien's fiend.
My name's Will Conover, and I feel indifferent about being Jeffrey O'Brien's fiend. I got there.
Indifference is worse than hate.
Next to godliness.
I don't think indifference is next to godliness. Are
you pretty sure that's it?
Yeah, because yeah. God is sort of blasé, blasé, blasé.
That's really good. Yeah.
Gra. What's that?
Nothing, just like ad libs.
I see.
Yeah. Emma?
My name is Emma Foley, and I feel happy about being Jeffrey O'Brien's fiend. Hey. I feel like I need to beat the allegations that I have a bad attitude on this podcast.
Not allegations, New Year's resolution.
I have to beat my resolution.
Marika?
Yeah, I have to beat my resolution.
Marika?
I haven't had time to listen to your entire backlog, so I'll say I feel happy today.
My name is Marika Brownlee, and I feel confused about being Jeffrey O'Brien's fiend.
Yeah, fiend.
Yeah.
Let's hear that theme song again. Listen to the lyrics this time.
Okay.
Jaundiced ears, hear this show, often blear, you can trow, brand new stew, it's called G, eat Blue Chew, for your pee, I can tell that we are gonna be fiends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be fiends.
Right?
I couldn't understand like the second and third.
Jaundiced ears.
Yeah.
Hear this show.
Okay. I knew. Got that. What about the next part?
Often,
so our entire audience has jaundice, is what you're saying.
Yeah. But only in the ears.
Okay.
And only in the oral cavity.
The next part is what I couldn't quite make.
Often
out.
Blear.
Uh huh.
Somewhat
what does
dim.
Blear mean?
Somewhat dim.
Next line.
You can trow.
What is that?
It's like an archaic synonym for trust or believe.
Often blear.
Yeah.
You can trow.
Trow that. Believe that.
What's another way to say that sentence? Because I don't understand what it means.
The show sucks and you can believe in that. brand new stew. It's called G.
Got that one.
Studio
yeah.
G.
Yeah.
Well, you're an H.
Eat Blue Chew for your P.
Why not for your D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that one.
It's P hard. Is like a weird way to say penis, but D makes sense and also rhymes just as well.
It's a little yeah. bit harder, yeah. too. Yeah, it's a little more like adult in a way.
Yeah.
I can tell that we're going to be fiends. And I don't even mean the lyrics at this point. I can tell that you and I are at odds with each other. Emma, I heard that you had some kind of chronicles this morning.
I did have some kind of chronicles this morning.
What happened?
I don't know. Well, I was going to the dentist, but then I realized I forgot my wallet at home, so I had to go back home, and then I needed to call them to move the appointment later, which they very kindly did, and so then I went. And I'm kind of sick, so I'm sort of like under the weather anyway, and then I had this dentist appointment, so my mouth really hurts, and then I'm on the train, and I kind of ripped my pants in the like classically embarrassing way.
How did you rip your pants on a train?
Well, I was bending over, and that's kind of the whole story there.
But I just like, what do you bend over to get on the subway? Did you drop your phone?
No, I didn't drop anything. I don't know why I was bending over.
What the hell?
Because it's a good question.
Maybe were you helping someone off the tracks?
Maybe the timeline. Yeah, I was doing something noble and chivalrous.
Okay, cool.
Which I was not thanked for because a woman started berating me. Well, I was trying to kind of get a view of this man who was eating a baguette, taking like bites out of it. Giant, giant baguette. He's holding it almost like a horn up in the air. And so I'm trying to get a look at him, and this woman begins berating me. She was holding some kind of private protest. I think it was against, it seemed to be against a lot of different groups. And then she started, it's so sad. She kept calling me ugly. She said she would kill herself if she looked
like me. Oh my God.
Got it.
Do you think New Yorkers has gotten weirder since the pandemic?
Like 100%.
In 2019, absolutely. Things were kind of crazy because it's New York. But do you think that's sort of ratcheted
it's
up
ten
a bit?
Time, it's 10 Sorry. Times worse.
Yeah.
I've never done this in terms of like.
That was a
New
really
York.
Interesting question and answer.
I know.
And Jeffrey's just staring at me and saying,
I haven't
like,
done this yeah, that much. Yeah. I've done it, but not this much.
All right.
On to this degree, especially. It feels like you've been, like, practicing gesticulation.
No.
Because you were, like, like, I'll put it on the screen right here, but yeah. You were, like, moving your hand, like, in a certain way.
Yeah,
like you were just taking a master class and, like, getting people to respect
You're
you based
so
on...
You're so easily distracted.
Who would teach that master
yeah,
class?
Like a baby.
Like, it was, like, a normal, nice, interesting conversation.
Conversation was great.
And you derailed it to talk about my hand.
I don't know if I'm the one who derailed it. That's kind of the fundamental difference between you and me.
The master class about hand gesticulation. Gesticulations.
David Blaine.
Barack Obama.
Yeah. Blaine's
I like
good.
Blaine.
Yeah.
No, I think Blaine Obama, would be close up magic, not fucking gesticulations.
He's not incredibly famous for it.
Yeah.
Blaine is That'll a dark-skinned Englishman. So, yeah. Like,
English
the fact
man,
that you
sure,
said that
man.
Doesn't exist is kind of really
you
offensive.
You said that.
Yeah.
You said that. I go to you doing
you
that.
Said it.
Yeah, I also don't know if David Blaine is English.
I don't think he is
yeah. At all.
But like nobody was sure enough to refute it.
Still with the hands.
Yeah, I can talk with my hands. That's fine.
I don't know. I mean, Will is sitting there. You can see him on the screen.
Yeah,
he has his leg crossed and he's just sitting there still. And you know
fine. That's fine too.
Yeah, and you know what? That means that there's a quiet confidence about Conover. There's a quiet Conover about confidence.
That's sweet. Nice.
Thank you guys for Emma? Just moving right on from when I said the woman would kill herself if she looked like me. I didn't want to talk about it, so I'm glad no one refuted it, and I'm glad we moved on.
We're going to come back to it right about now. What you still don't know why you were bending over to look at something or get something in the subway.
The least interesting part of the story.
I feel like that's
very
like the most interesting thing.
I don't know. I think I put my bag down. I think it was when I was on the platform. I think I put my bag down by my feet.
Yeah,
and then
that makes sense, but it doesn't matter.
Okay?
It kind of matters because that's a huge thing to have your pants rip. It's kind of humiliating.
Yeah.
And
totally.
When I'm on the subway, I walk down the stairs, I get on the bus, and then I get on the fucking tracks, right? I don't end up bending
I don't know
over.
What you're talking about.
The tram, the trolleys, right?
You don't deserve to be
in
public with other people.
I don't really
in
end
New
up in
York.
Public often.
Yeah, you stand
get
out.
Get off the tracks, Jeff.
I'm in a home city and of I'm freaks, in here.
You're the biggest
Sometimes
loser.
I'm in Studio G.
Stay here, isolated, separated.
I am.
I not
will.
Mingling. You taint and poison like a drop in a pool.
But I also paint with hoisin onto pork belly's drool.
Jesus.
Putting on like gruel.
What else, Emma? So what did they say at the doctor? Do you have cavities or?
Well, she wants me to get my wisdom teeth out.
Jeez.
Wow. That'll really be fun. She'll get the laughing gas, the fucking oxide.
I do like the laughing gas.
Mm-hmm. So you've already had the laughing gas, but without the surgery.
Oh,
so
I think
means you've done it recreationally.
Yeah.
Oh, you get both? That's cool.
I don't know. I mean, I actually don't know. I've never done it before because I was told I didn't need it. Mm. But she has some different ideas.
It's hard, obviously, because some camps will say you got to get those molars removed. Others will be like, you know, you're 29, whatever. Like, you don't need that. You don't need
that. Are you speaking from experience or?
I got my wisdom teeth out when I was 16.
Hey, me too.
Mm.
I feel like that's the time. I mean, that's the time to do it. I mean,
and my dentist told me the same thing. You'll never need it done.
And then you needed it?
I haven't gone to the dentist in a good amount of time.
Let's see those gums. I've never done this, but Will, let's see those.
No.
No, let's just see where the
not interested in sharing
enamel.
On the show. Maybe on a private
the
call.
Gums.
No.
See, this is I know you're pissed, but this is better because you have just this going on.
Yeah.
I never had wisdom teeth.
You never grew them?
You never had them?
Never had them.
Whoa.
I've won a few genetic lotteries in my day, but I'd say not having wisdom teeth was a joy unparalleled to most.
I kind of feel like it's modern leprosy to not have those, because then you're not part of this club where it's like, oh, like what crazy thing did you say when you were coming off the
laughing gas.
And that, you know, is represented physically, even in the way that we're kind of set up here. There's like a whole party going on in New York. I'm behind the desk, which is closest to everyone else in the office. And you're kind of in this corner. And no one's in
here. Mira keeps taking micro naps.
I keep like closing my eyes and hoping to God that like when I open them, I'm somewhere else.
Anything else from your morning, Emma?
No, I think that's pretty much all I've got to get off my chest.
Twill?
Me?
No. Twill, linen, wool. What were the pants? Because I feel like it's like some fabrics are a little bit more porous, like, a little easier to snap.
Well, these are like stretchy, which just makes it double embarrassing.
So they're jeans.
I can't. No, they're not jeans.
Okay. It'd be good if it'd be worst case scenario is it's denim.
It's not denim. It's, okay. I'm not going fully in front of the camera.
And it isn't twill. Or did you say it was twill? Is it a cotton polyester?
Can you see that?
Okay, so that, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I think probably polyester blend.
Probably polyester blend,
doesn't
right?
doesn't fucking matter.
I don't know what you want for me.
It does not matter.
The fucking episode is Jeffrey O'Brien needs a fiend, right. And it's fucking working. Like, so smile.
And we're talking about the fucking material on a pant.
John Steers, hear the show, often Bleer, you can throw brand new stew.
It's called G.
Eat Blue Chew
for your D.
I can tell that we are going to be fiends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be fiends.
Will, anything you want to get off your chest, sort of Emma style? I do feel like Emma's the only one enjoying the show, which I appreciate. Marika's not even trying, so I don't know if that's, she hasn't been to PJ Clark's in a minute. She doesn't know what joy feels like, but this is what it is.
Sorry, is the question for me or Marika? And is the question, do I have anything to get off my chest, or am I enjoying the show?
Both. I just wondered if we could kind of bond over or con over.
The song is growing on me. Every time you play it, I like it better.
All right.
Are you playing? You're not playing the guitar, are you? Is that ripped off
of
YouTube?
No, it's ripped from YouTube. Yeah.
I think I feel the opposite way that Will does, where it's not growing on me at all.
It's shrinking on you.
Yeah, I'm starting to hate it.
Only going up, Jeff.
What's that?
The song, my value to it.
In the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, they kind of have a casual interview for most of the show.
Oh. Yeah.
Something got full? Or...
Yeah.
I heard a beep on my end, and the Zoom might be at capacity. You want a random thumb drive I have?
No, I need an SD.
Oh, no, I mean I have an SD right here.
Oh, sure.
Oh, he's broke. Does anybody know the highlight? No, let him die. I'm a doctor. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
There we go. On the Conan podcast, they have these like casual interviews that make up the bulk of the podcast, right? With celebrities, etc. But there's two issues, right? I don't have the people skills to have a normal conversation, and y'all aren't famous. Right? So people aren't super interested in your actual personal lives. So what we're going to do is, instead of having a casual interview, we're going to have a hostile interview.
It feels like you backed into the rationale because you wanted to have a hostile interview anyway.
Why don't you talk/smile more?
Who is that to?
That's to Amir.
I do talk a lot.
And you smile kind of.
And he does smile a lot.
Yeah. You gesticulate more than you smile. And we'll
I'm also
back.
Kind of right famous. Now. You said I wasn't famous, but I am known.
In circles.
Yeah. That's what fame is, to be known in circles.
Yeah. I mean, like Amir, sorry, Emma.
cut that out. That's the first thing we'll ever cut.
That happens all the time.
Like, what's the name of the guy from Glee?
Which guy? Glee?
Exactly. So, like, some I mean, people know the Glee
Kevin
cast.
Kevin McHale.
Kurt something or other?
Overstreet.
Kevin McHale, like, the basketball player.
No, like, Artie, the guy Lang? In the wheelchair.
See, this is my point. Like, yes, yeah, some people know you.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know other things.
You gotta
you don't
know
how Glee
if
has
you know
anything
ya.
To do with that.
Emma, when are you going to get married?
Oh my God.
I have a list of rude questions to ask, so I'm asking them to create a hostile environment.
Got it.
I don't know, Jeff.
Okay.
Will, what's your cholesterol?
Will, is that your real hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Will, why are you still single?
I got two in a row, and I'm not.
Holy shit. I'm so sorry. I didn't ask.
Yeah. I have a wonderful supportive
girlfriend
named Natalie.
Let's talk about dating in Kings County.
Sorry?
Brooklyn.
Dating Let's in talk Brooklyn. About dating in Kings County is what I said.
I'm not dating. We're in a long-distance relationship. She's in Cook County.
And it is Marika.
There's no way. What's Cooks County? Where is that? Chicago?
Cook County is Chicago,
Why long distance? Because you can't handle the heat of in person? Or is it Zoom fatigue?
Those are the only two options.
Zoom fatigue isn't the reason for the long distance.
Jeffrey O'Brien needs a fan.
Oh.
This is a segment that they do on the Conan podcast where they have fans call in. we don't have the capabilities to, we barely have the capabilities to fucking record without running out of space and all these disks.
Yeah, these do call-in shows. So, there's a call-in show on our very network.
So instead of that, we are going to, I tweeted last night. I said, we're doing a special episode of the HeadGum Podcast tomorrow.
Why'd you put the question in quotes? It was a kind of a confusion.
So you saw the tweet?
Yeah, I saw the tweet.
Yeah, and did you respond?
We all saw the tweet.
No.
Didn't feel like it was for us.
Right. Here we go.
I was like, tell us why you think it, you like this show or something. Why did you put that part in quotes?
I said, doing a special episode of the HeadGum Podcast tomorrow. Reply to this tweet with the reason you listen to the show.
But why quotes?
Because I wanted to get a good mix of earnest and not. And I figured that that gave some mystery.
The last that I checked, none of it was earnest.
I kind of, I would have appreciated at least a couple of earnest ones.
Well, you put the whole thing in sarcastic quotation.
Yeah. So.
Johnny responded. He said, to hear my own voice.
Yeah. I liked Johnny's response.
Tyler McCarthy says, Amir made that y'all ready for fish joke once. That was fun, I guess.
Yeah. That's
that
a
really
lot.
Good. I think about
listening.
That joke a lot, to be honest.
Oh, really?
J.K. Kagate said, ear-bursting metal clangs that wake me from horrific night terrors. Druthers, Marika or otherwise, to see who's been cast as the next Bond, penchant for Grant.
God, he wants to do it uninterrupted. He wants to just...
We haven't even brought up the elephant in the room. That
which is what?
Today, on the internet, it was announced that Aaron Taylor Johnson is about to sign his contract to play the next Bond. And if we all remember, that was my very first Bond of the Week pick.
Jeff is Marika figuring won the game. This out in the real gate. Time.
Why do you think they want Aaron Taylor Johnson as Bond? Is it because he is married to someone who's like 40 years older than him? It's kind of Bond.
That's not why, no.
He's
and
married to someone 40 years older than him?
Yeah, he was groomed. We don't have to talk about it.
Wait, how old is he?
British
he's
hunk.
He's 33.
And formally offered
to
role
a
73-year-old?
He's not married to a 73-year-old.
Is this true? Why him? Look at him. He looks
Oh, she's
like
57.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
And they've been married for 13 years.
Yes.
Since he was 20.
It's really bad.
So he was 20 and she was 45 and they got married and they're still together?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They have children.
They have kids.
We don't have to talk about it.
That's kind of cool, actually.
You're trying so hard to move on from this.
Yeah.
It would be the other way around, and everyone would say that's hot or that's cool, and suddenly the women is older, and then we're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. No, that has to stop now. We have to normalize the abnormalization.
He sounds like me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's promo for the new Anne Hathaway movie, The Idea of
You. This show.
Jeopardy. Bullying. Anya laughing, Miles' Jeff Lore deep dives, and me. That
me?
Rounds out J.K. Kagate's list of reasons for listening to the show.
There was like a very natural conversation happening, and it felt like it was...
Yeah.
And you brought went us back to just reading a list.
Yeah.
It feels like with a multi-year buildup to the Bond thing... That was a pretty anti-climactic.
He hasn't inked the deal. The second the pen touches the page, I will host a fucking party. And guess what else?
Hell yeah.
The 200th episode is coming up, fast approaching. And how awesome. I don't interrupt you guys. People think
you
I
always
do.
Want us to interrupt you.
I have overlapping
dialogue
is different than interrupting,
dialogue.
By the way.
Wow. That's the same thing.
Continue.
Interrupting is overlapping dialogue.
Because I'm really starting to feel a fiend.
My fucking
you also
winners.
Do interrupt us. It's not just overlapping dialogue.
Really?
It's also interrupting. Yeah.
Name. Okay,
I
next
was
time.
Taking my winner's lap. And you fucking just went right back to reading a tweet like it was nothing.
Say it with me now. Overlapping dialogue. That was a reply tweet. So that's why he listens to the show. A lot of people say to see niche internet history as it unfolds, aka my ass.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Have you guys ever had your ass unfold?
Did you keep that up? The nude?
It's on. Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Still up.
X. But I was thinking about deleting my Twitter the other day.
Because you don't use it, or
my Twitter timeline has a lot of like violence on it. It's a lot of like street fights that I don't want to see, and like, I don't follow anyone who does that. But the new algorithm just shoves really sad stuff in my eyes.
I think it's like based on watch time, so you must be like engaging with it in some way.
I don't think it is based on watch time.
You, it absolutely is, because my For You is nothing like that.
Yeah,
mine's like actually really good, to be honest.
Jeff only follows bum fights, so like that's what it's showing you. And that's the you follow tab. It's not even the For You suggestion.
Engaging segments that always leave room for the guests to be themselves while also having a witty host to back up their banter. I really.
The opposite.
I appreciate that. That one's from your local chatter, Racky. The boring car guy says, "It's the cold, icy stairs for me."
I thought you were calling one of us the boring car guy. Yeah.
I mean, can we be honest about something?
Sure.
There's a canker sore among us.
Okay.
The first Canker Sore Award goes to Will.
Oh.
I did not see that coming. That's an upset.
Yeah.
Why is he a canker sore?
It's an indescribable award, but it's a new kind of fixture of the show that I've been meaning to beta test, which is to say that every episode does have someone who has canker sore energy.
And is it like a thorn in the side? Is it like a
it's not painful that annoying.
Annoyance?
It's a lesion in the side.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a herpes virus return.
Jesus.
Which is like a Saturn return.
And this is me.
Not what a canker sore
but
is.
A little more canker.
That's
yeah.
a cold sore.
The cold really? Sore is yeah. herpes. A canker yeah. sore is not a virus. It's just like
it's like
a
you bit your lip. Mouth.
Yeah, I was going to yeah. say, in a way.
Yeah.
Cold
is
yeah.
it the cold sore award or is it still the canker sore?
I think it's the award. Cold Sore Award,
no,
sponsored by the Cold
George
War Kids. and there's going to be a video intro made by Sora.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Or that's awesome.
Aaron Sorkin's Cold Sore Award.
Oh, I thought of a funny sentence like that the other day. It was...
Oh,
that's good.
Thank you. Say that 5 times fast.
All right, moving on to our kind of last segment here.
You got so many replies and...
You want more? You guys are not seeming happy about
it. Well, I'm just looking at all of them.
You read you some got... then. Nobody fucking aids me.
Nobody... let's see. Stephen Joseph Fleck says, "The designed chaos, the less in sync everyone seems, the better the episode. The more plans that seemingly go awry, the better the episode."
Well, that's a, you I'll should have raise read you one, this tweet from Dixon Cider, which is,
Dixon Cider.
"Do you know that those monks that spend years in the Tibetan mountains getting kicked in the balls so that they can no longer feel the pain. Listening to the HeadGum podcast for the past couple years has trained my ears to be able to withstand that pain.
Someone,
the Team Coco podcast studios in Larchmont in Los Angeles.
Oh,
kind of a wealthier area than Silver Lake, should we say?
Yeah, it's kind of like the West Village versus Williamsburg.
Yeah, and in terms of the New York office,
Union Square
versus
where we were in Williamsburg.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that the New York office kind of has that Larchmont energy, and the Silver Lake office is, in, to put it into Amir's words, in the slums.
No, it's more of like the East Side artist-friendly district of town.
Artist-friendly? Because some of the podcast advertising deals here are like, yeah.
Don't think that's true.
It's the opposite of what those are.
Really?
Yeah.
To close out the podcast... Conversations on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, largely unrelated to the preceding interview, are featured, with O'Brien, Movsesian, and Gourley discussing topics including minor workplace squabbles, the success of the podcast, O'Brien's idiosyncrasies, and listeners' messages.
Sorry, imagine us talking about the success of the podcast.
Oh my God.
It's been amazing to watch the rise of the show. I mean,
yeah.
When was the peak? Now?
When was
I think our
peak
was like episode, I'm gonna go 120.
No, it was earlier than that.
Okay.
I think it was 87.
What did we do for the 100th episode?
Yeah, take it away, Marika.
No,
petulant.
You suck, man. You fucking suck.
There's just an ad playing on the screen behind Jeff, like a digital ad on his soundboard.
It's hard.
I can't even be bothered to move his soundboard off of my face.
What's it for?
Oh, that's yeah. Marika?
The peak was the Gramercy Theater. That's why we need another live show.
It's hard to maintain and sustain. Even the biggest shows can't grow forever.
I mean, didn't Smartless like have broker some deal for like $100 million?
Yeah, I think more.
So it's like that's.
But there are three very famous funny people.
Yeah, and what are you?
You're one not famous, but also kind of funny guy.
That's worse than you just saying not funny. Because then it's really like, oh, sweet. He's just that's your honest opinion, and it's not even
that was
that
a
funny.
Compliment.
No, it's not. Nice. It's a backhanded.
Not really.
Milk toast.
Take what you can get, man.
I don't want to take what I can get. I want to have what I deserve.
which is fiends. $100 million.
Which is fiends. And I don't even need nine figures, by the way. I'll take seven.
Yeah, you'll take a million for sure.
I'll take a milli. 6 million.
A milli.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff.
So you just told us, are you trying to leave?
I'm trying to do plugs.
You just told us a segment on Conan's podcast.
Well, we ran out of time, right? It's been fucking 46 minutes. Nobody wants to hear more of this.
How much of that was your phone call?
The phone call has got to be like 18 minutes of that.
You're right.
Right? So you want to do the Chill Chums portion? Let's talk about it. It's already noon. I don't want to take up another fucking ounce of Will's time.
Is this $1.99?
This is $197.
Okay. Never mind then.
Which I need to talk to Anya before I leave today about the 200th episode.
You sure do.
This is $199 and $200.
No, this is $197. I have a great idea for the 200th episode, and nobody's trying to help me get it done. So.
We have.
No.
We absolutely have.
No, we've talked about it. It's like the live show. It's like, oh, let's talk about it.
No, it's on the calendar.
Move the fucking goalpost down and down and down. No, it's on the... First of all, I use the planner now. Second of all, it's on the calendar. It's planned, but nobody's confirmed.
What do you... God. Oh, my God. No, you don't. You can't...
Really? Well, okay, I'm going to bleep all this, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Half of and they we have been talking about it. So don't even start with me.
Egg drop soup on my face.
Scalding hot egg drop soup on my eyes.
You ordering at a Chinese restaurant? Okay.
So not a bowl. Not a bowl that I go out there and die for.
We talking about but face.
We're talking about egg drop soup on my face.
Drop.
And I think I've made several fiends.
I think so too.
Yeah.
This episode was a classic B.
Do you think, well, it was, I know, a B. Probably not your client, but can we get a Best Fiend sponsorship for this episode?
No, probably not.
That's fair.
Probably not.
He's happy.
Do you guys have any minor workplace squabbles you wanted to talk about? Maybe the success of this podcast?
Just like, what are their conversations like talking about the success of their podcast? It's Conan O'Brien.
I think, like, it's Conan being like, I'm shocked that I translated TV success into podcast success. It's so awesome. I don't have to like do all this
shut
stuff.
Shut up, Conan.
Well, you're mad at Jeff. Whoa. Right?
I love not Conan really O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we did cover some Jeff idiosyncrasies. So I feel like at the very least.
At the very least.
Inability to look at a calendar.
The success of the podcast. Workplace squabbles. What's the drama in New York? Let's actually talk about it. Let's take a couple more minutes. You're welcome, audience.
It's not drama, but a question for you, Emma. Do you know why there's 2 liters of soda in the fridge?
We were curious about that.
Oh, yeah. That was, Joel brought that in. That was left over.
Joel.
From his party that he didn't invite me to until day of.
That he couldn't bring yogurt to. Joel has been using the pub. This is good drama, Jeff.
Yeah, like I heard this. About Joel's house cooling party that not everybody was invited to.
But he also, he just left 3 quarts of yogurt in our fridge.
Yogurt or kefir?
Yogurt.
Stony Brook.
Just, what they said.
I just, sometimes people get shy about specifics.
Yeah.
And we were like, whose yogurt is this? And he was offended anyone asked.
Well, it's a little personal to be like, what are you having for lunch? It's like kind of judging what people bring in their lunch pail. Because not everybody,
We weren't thinking he was eating 3 quarts of yogurt for lunch.
Unflavored or vanilla bean?
Unflavored, of course. The other piece of East Coast drama is that recently Ryan sent a package that got stolen, and it was a bunch of Girl Scout cookies, and it was really sad. And then he told me that he was sending another package and that I needed to keep my eye out for it. It was really important, and I was like,
I thought he lived
in
the Hamptons.
Yeah, but he
lives
like
on
being
Long
nice.
Island. Yeah.
He sent
east, south, west.
Oh my god. How are we starting over?
Amagansett
was ending and now we're like,
I really wonder if it's
Amagansett. Doesn't matter.
Hampton Bays or Fire Island for Chambers.
We have to end this.
Let's go with Fire Island.
People are starting to drift into the studio now. A swell.
Well,
they're going to
Studio G.
That's
we
fun.
Got another hour of this shit.
At the very least. Grab a salad,
197
brother.
197 is a two-parter.
We should have a pancake luncheon.
Okay.
Why lunch?
Okay.
Why lunch?
Not lunch. I didn't say lunch. I said luncheon.
Said luncheon.
Luncheon.
Yeah. That implies lunchtime.
I said LinkedIn.
I don't know, because nobody wants to get here before like 10.
People were here when you got here.
Yes, which is 10:45.
Yes,
not
we're
quite lunch
like time. 8:30 every morning.
I really think that in terms of what I wanted this episode to be, we got there. We're all fiends, right?
We're all fiends.
We're all enemies and foes.
Yeah.
Fucking Amir's gesticulation took kind of a sleep down curve as soon as I pointed it out.
No.
Well, he's doing prop work now.
I'd rather prop work than what he was doing before, I have to say. Emma?
Mm. What?
Ends right there.
was a HeadGum Original.